we need to understand that oil is full of hundreds of different chemicals, and the dispersant has various chemicals in it as well. Both of them are adding chemicals to a natural environment, and both of them can cause harm in their own way. Furthermore, the combination of the two can also cause harm. One of the things that we also need to understand is that adding the dispersant to the oil does not make the oil go away. It simply breaks it up into smaller globules so that it disperses more readily and then breaks down more readily. But it's not a magic bullet that makes it disappear. That's not at all the case. What it really does is it keeps the oil from forming a slick on the surface that dolphins and birds can get tangled in. Instead, most of the oil ends up in the water from the bottom of the Gulf to the top of the Gulf, spread widely. So instead of it being at the surface, it's now still there, but in the water.
Researchers at the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg at the College of Marine Science, they've found that some of the oil that was found on deep water coral reefs, they've identified that, they've fingerprinted that to the Deepwater Horizon spill. What can you say about the effect of oil on corals?
Yes, dead and dying corals were reported, and this is very serious, and this is why I say that the impacts could be lasting for decades, years, if not decades, and maybe even hundreds of years, because these corals are very, very slow growing. They're not in a very productive environment at the bottom of the Gulf, and they grow about, the human fingernail grows 2,000 times faster than these corals do. And so when you kill one of these corals, you are taking something out of the environment that has been there for a very long time. It's like chopping a redwood down. It's a significant impact, and you can't replace that redwood just by planting a baby redwood and say everything's back to normal.
And finally, Dr. Doug Inkley with the National Wildlife Federation, are there any questions that I didn't ask that you think are important for our listeners?
Yeah, I think it's very important for the listeners to understand that that Congress has not taken action in two key areas. Number one, Congress has not reformed the oil and gas exploration and development regulations that take place in the Gulf of Mexico. There has been no reformation since the oil spill, yet drilling continues. The second thing is, unless Congress takes action, all of the fines levied against BP under the Clean Water Act for spilling all that oil will go into the General Treasury. That's wrong. Congress needs to take action to pass the Restore Act. The Restore Act will dedicate the fines that are collected back into the Gulf of Mexico for restoration. That's what needs to happen.